Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Looking at the front page of the Irish Times, there's a large photograph and it's titled Road Traffic Victims Remembered. And it shows Jacinta McIntyre holding a photograph of her sister Sarah with her mother Nina Brown at an event hosted by the Road Safety Authority in Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin yesterday to mark World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. That was yesterday. But directly below it is an extraordinary story. The courts still allowing drivers to avoid penalty points. Some district courts, it appears, around the country are continuing to allow motorists to avoid penalty points by making charitable donations, something that 168 motorists benefited from last year and 58 to September of this year so far. Now, this despite a 2014 court ruling that allowing this approach is inappropriate and a circumvention of legislation, and the president of the district court confirming that donations should not be used in such cases, but the president would not comment on individual decisions which were made by the judges under his remit. We're joined now by Susan Gray, founder and chairperson of Park Road Safety Group, and by Michael Murphy, chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, and those figures were actually released to that committee. First of all, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Why is this still going on?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Can I, first of all, as you said, yesterday was World Day of Remembrance, and unfortunately we have 150 victims so far this year on our roads, and I think of those families, the extended families, and I just want to acknowledge Susan, such a positive force when it comes to road safety and indeed her organisation, Park, and I'm steadfast in my commitment to work closely with Susan. We have a joint action plan. There are 10 actions that both the committee and Susan are working on, and this is indeed one of those actions. I find it deeply disturbing. Since 2022, as you said, Pat, 480 penalty point offences struck out. I don't think that's acceptable. There's no consistency. We have certain counties, for example, Wicklow, Leitrim, Clare, Kerry and Kildare, whereby no penalty points have been struck out. Yet in counties like Cork, for example, 41 offences have been struck out since 2022. I think when it comes to our penalty point system that's in place since 2022, what the public rightly expect is consistency, that the penalty point system continues to operate fairly and effectively. And unfortunately, that response I got to the PQ states the opposite. And I think there are questions to be asked. I do welcome the intervention of the president of the district court, Paul Kelly. There was a ruling in 2014 that says the penalty points system supersedes the district court's common law jurisdiction to allow poor box donations in lieu of convictions. So I would appeal to the president of the district court again to intervene. I know the minister is looking at reform, but I actually don't think reform is required when it comes to penalty points. As I said, that 2014 High Court ruling is very clear.
Now, there is a total number of donations to the poor box. And then there's a total number of drivers that have been let off by making those donations. But it looks like there are more donations than there are drivers, which means that some of those drivers are multiple offenders, at least, you know, twice, maybe three times, who knows. So that seems to be a particularly thorny bit, that someone who's offended more than once gets off. And maybe it's because the judge says, well, this poor chap or this poor woman, if they get these penalty points on their license, they cannot drive anymore, so they've got an elderly parent. There may be some sort of mitigating excuses, but, you know, it is only an excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I fully respect the independence of the judiciary, and I'm not trying to cross that line. Again, what's really important for me, Pat, is that road safety laws are applied consistently, and more importantly, that the public have confidence in the system. You're absolutely right. Indeed, the reply to the PQ raises more questions, and working closely with Susan, we've tabled a number of additional questions, in particular, what charities, for example, are benefiting from these donations. But again,
does that
look,
matter?
I come back.
I mean, unless you're suggesting there's something corrupt about the way
I'm
the
not
box
suggesting.
Is used.
I'm just, you know,
it doesn't
I
really matter as long as it's a bona fide charity, whether it's.
I agree, but yeah, but I think there are additional questions that both myself and Susan have raised. But look, again, my key concern, notwithstanding the fact that the reform of the poor box system is under consideration as part of a wider review, I think the legislation in this regard is the Criminal Justice Community Sanctions Bill. I think that 2014 ruling is very, very clear. And actually, indeed, following that ruling, I think at the time the Minister for Transport, Leo Varadkar, circulated that ruling to the President of the District Court and indeed to all District Courts at the time. And we're 11 years on and we still don't have that consistency. And again,
okay,
public
so
confidence
Michael,
in the system then is undermined.
This is a scandal. You know, if it was applied uniformly and there were rules that people could see that if they don't a certain amount, depending on their means, to the poor box, that they might get mitigation and how long that mitigation would last, etc. But there are no rules. This is utterly discretionary for the judges in question. But perhaps a more serious question for your committee is the number of people who lose their license and continue to drive and don't hand it in.
Yeah, and I come back to that action plan that both myself and Susan are working on. Like, I think it's indefensible that we have individuals that have committed offences who do not bring their licence to court. And this is obviously something that myself and Susan are working on closely in terms of holding the RSA to account. We have raised it directly with the minister that has responsibility for this area, Sean Canny. Indeed, there are many other areas as well. You know, we have 66,000 drivers that are on multiple, more than three or more learner permits. Some of those are on more than 20 learner permits without even sitting a test. And again, these are all areas. Like, as I said, we have 150 victims of road on our roads this year, far too many. And all these areas have to be addressed.
Now there is the high-tech solution that everyone talks about, that they have number plate recognition technology they can check out, and everything should pop up, everything from the NCT, the insurance, the tax paid, and so on. Ideally, that the person who's supposed to be driving that vehicle, if they don't have a license or the license has been withdrawn, that should show up as well. But it wouldn't help with the driver who decides to use a hired car to avoid that kind of number plate detection.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. There are gaps. But look, I think what's crucial and what both myself and Susan agree on is that need to have Garda Síochána having got instant access to that national driver file database at the roadside in order to capture that, you know, real-time, accurate, you know, complete information on all driver licenses and learner permits. Like, you know, every member of a Garda Síochána has a mobility device. And what's crucial for myself and Susan is that in terms of that device, that they have that instant access, that they have all the information in terms of the national driver file database.
Yeah. Now, Susan's listening to all of this. Susan Gray, the founder and chairperson of the Park Road Safety Group. Susan, good morning to you. Were you scandalised by these numbers that were given to the committee?
Yeah, well, Pat, we've been campaigning for the court per box to be abolished for many years now. And we were shocked when we read through the media that a donation was given recently to a charity to help so that the driver would avoid penalty points and a conviction. So we started looking into this again because we thought after it was all circulated to all the district court judges way back in 2014 that they shouldn't be allowing this, that it was put to bed. But
So I know that there was that decision and there was a further one as well, but certainly the 2014 court decision in the High Court said this is inappropriate. Now, it didn't say that it had to stop immediately. It said it was inappropriate and it was a circumvention of legislation. That's what they said. So here's the question. What do you say to those district judges who are using the poor box in this way? Because they have a responsibility. I don't know who they are. We don't have their names and all of that, but I'm sure that can be discerned. If they put someone on the road or allowed someone to stay on the road who ultimately is responsible for a serious accident or a fatality, really the buck stops with them. So what do you have to say to those judges?
What we would be saying today, Pat, is we're urging the new president of the High Court, the District Court, Judge Paul Kelly, to write out to all these judges, some of them may not be aware of this ruling, to write out to them all again and remind them of the High Court ruling in 2024. We have no doubt this will help to put an end to this situation. Like some defendants, some drivers are up in two penalty point offences on the one day, and both penalty point offences are being struck out or dismissed when they give a donation to a charity. Now, if they don't pay their fixed charge notice, Pat, they are automatically summoned to court. All that work that the guards have to do to summon these people to court, all the court time used up. And yet, if you go to court, say speeding, you get 3 penalty points. If you don't pay your fixed charge notice and go to court, you should get 5 penalty points. Now, some defendants are up on 2 penalty point offences. Deputy Murphy is asking now, what offences are we talking about? What penalty point offences? But say if they should have got 3 penalty points, they didn't pay the fixed charge notice, they go to court, they don't get the 5 penalty points, and they're up in 2 offences. That's 10 penalty points they have avoided in one day.
Now, I want to ask you this. I mean, it is inappropriate that this is so inconsistent. I mean, the greater number appears to be in the Dublin area. From January to September of this year, 40 offences in the Dublin area involving 34 persons. That means that some of those people had multiple offences and the poor box was used in this way. So the consistency, the lack of consistency is clearly important. But the second thing is, should there be any mitigation? You know, I was explaining earlier, maybe someone has an elderly parent who can't get from A to B without them being able to drive. Someone else might have someone with a disability that they have to look after. Do you think there ever should be mitigation from the penalty points, or should the law be the law be the law, and if you offend, you just take the punishment?
The law came in 2002, penalty point offences. We believe, Pat, that you're either guilty or you're not guilty. If you're guilty of the offence, you should get the penalty points and be convicted. If you're not found guilty, then you get off with it. But here we have a situation where they're not, some judges are not, don't appear to be deciding that these people are not guilty. They're telling them to give a donation to the court prayer box to a charity, and then the case is either struck out or dismissed. Yeah. That doesn't make sense to us.
No, it does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
All right,
you're guilty or you're not guilty. There's no halfway here.
Oh, okay, so there's nothing, no grey area at all in this regard as far as you're concerned. Susan, thank you very much for joining us. Susan Gray is founder and chairperson of Park Road Safety Group. And before that, we were talking to Michael Murphy, the chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport. He's a TD for Tipperary South for Fine Gael.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.